The Security Council did have a special meeting on the request of Sudan to hear their grievance against Ethiopia with the construction of the GERD, the Great Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, because it's impacting directly its share of water as a downstream country. Egypt is in a worse position in that dilemma, because if the project of the dam will go through, they will lose over half of their water income from the River Nile that's been flowing for millennia. They will not be able to provide for the basics for 40% of the population that is employed in the agriculture sector. There is deliberate stagnation in the situation by the Ethiopians. Negotiations have been taking place for continuous 10 years with no result. What the Egyptians want, the Sudanese want, with the Ethiopians, is to remain within the declaration of principles, that one of the principles was cooperation and equitable distribution of the water. If the Ethiopians will continue on their path, the outcome would be disastrous in many forms. As far as the Tunisian resolution is still in deliberation among the member states. If they would approve it without any vetoes from the five permanent members, China especially have issues with cross-border rivers and water distribution with its neighbors. So I know they are going to be extra careful in the language of the resolution and what's its implication, since it's going to be establishing a precedent.
Egypt and Sudan both called on the UN Security Council to help resolve the dispute after Ethiopia earlier this week began filling the reservoir behind its Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam for a second year. Ethiopia's Minister of Water, Irrigation and Energy, Selassie Bekele, told the council, "We urge our Egyptian and Sudanese brothers and sisters to understand that the resolution to the Nile issue will not come from the Security Council. It can only come from good faith negotiations." What was the impression that he left with these words?
He didn't really leave a very positive impression, because if you take it at a face value, the negotiations have been going on for 10 years. His remarks were focused that this is what it is. They have to learn how to live with it. And that, of course, is not acceptable in this time and age. The procrastination and the stagnation, and after extensive negotiations that took place in Washington under the auspices of former Secretary of the Treasury, the World Bank, they reached an agreement that was acceptable by the Egyptians, by the Sudanese, and it was responding to the Ethiopian demands. But Ethiopia refused to sign. Ethiopia doesn't want to be legally binded, and they are insinuating that they will sell the water to the Sudanese and Egyptians, similar to the rich Gulf states are selling them the oil. And that will really represent a huge threat for international peace and security, not just for this part of Africa, but because it's going to establish a precedent.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the Council, "A balanced and equitable solution to the filling and operation of the GERD can be reached with political commitment from all parties." She said the Biden administration is committed to provide the necessary support to reach an agreement. Did she elaborate on what kind of support the U.S. can offer?
She indicated that it's going to be technical and financial. The United States government was involved in the negotiation. It's the United States government interest to keep peace and security in this part of the world where it has vital interests. The United States government cannot force Ethiopia or Egypt or Sudan to accept what's not in their national interest and their people's interest. But we have to reach a compromise. As the Secretary General of the United Nations said, there need to be a compromise solution. There need to be open dialogue and a compromise solution. Anyway, on the 16th, we'll know where the Council is heading when they vote. But it remains that what the U.S. is planning to do, how the State Department, White House, going to decide on the level of their involvement. I don't know how far the Biden administration is willing to go along this route again.